previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The two-pot withdrawal mania is continuing before the holidays, with SARS confirming that 35 billion rand has been taken out of retirement funds since the beginning of September. Absa predicted that up to 78 billion rand would be withdrawn in the first year, with other banks expecting between 30 and 40 billion rand. It looks like Absa's on the money with that prediction. Asset manager Coronation has reported an 11% jump in total assets under management to 667 billion rand for the year ended September. Fund management earnings per share rose 9% to 402.9 cents after excluding the impact of a dispute with SARS, which it won earlier this year. As a result, Coronation paid a special dividend of 153 cents a share to shareholders in September, plus a final gross dividend of 228 cents per share for the year. And what do economic growth, food security and artificial intelligence have in common? Well, those will be the focus of South Africa's G20 presidency as it takes over from Brazil. President Cyril Ramaphosa said he'll use the opportunity to put developmental priorities in Africa and the Global South high on the G20 agenda. On the market, strong resources and financial counters helped the JSE, the All Share in the Top 40, up 0.1% to 84,526 and 76,300 respectively. Wall Street mixed with investors showing uncertainty as Vladimir Putin puts his finger firmly on the trigger, threatening World War III. The Dow down 0.25%. The S&P 500 up 0.4% and the Nasdaq up 1%. London's FTSE down 0.1%. Losses in Asia this morning with Tokyo down 0.5%, Hong Kong down 0.25%, and Sydney down 0.33%. The Rand under pressure with emerging market currencies after Putin's war talk, now at 18.04 to the dollar, 22.90 to pound sterling, and 19.12 to the euro. The euro unchanged at 105.95 to the greenback. Gold is at $2,640, platinum at $980, Bitcoin now $91,723, and a barrel of Brent crude $73.75.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.